What's going on? We back up in this thing. It's another episode of the Roadies Podcast. It's your boy Lloyd.
Grant.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
We have a special guest today. She is an up-and-coming brand ambassador. Tell us your name.
Hello, I'm Amy.
Tell us your full name.
My name is Amy Golasowski. They really want my last name in this.
Where are you from?
I'm from England.
What part?
London.
Okay.
And what brought you across the pond over here?
So, my mum moved here 10 years ago. She married my stepdad. And I was super stubborn about making the move for a long time. And 3 years ago, I felt like I needed a change. I needed to get away from my situation in London. And I came over for a couple months just to hang out, just to see how I wanted, see how I liked it. And I stayed because it was awesome.
Question. Are you a big soccer fan?
I'm an okay soccer fan. And by soccer, you mean football. UK football.
Soccer, yes. Okay. UK football. Football.
If I had to pick a team, it would be Fulham.
They stink though.
Well, for multiple reasons. Fulham was the very first football game I saw live.
Okay.
And I had an ex-boyfriend that was a huge supporter of Chelsea, and it used to really make him mad.
Okay. All right. So, of course, this podcast is about promos and the experiential marketing world. So how long have you been a brand ambassador / in the marketing field?
I mean, I've been working festivals for maybe a year. I started out volunteering, but really doing promo work and marketing, maybe 3 months.
All right, so that would classify you as an up-and-comer. So for all of our newbies, rookies, no, that's good. So, you know, you moved here from London, England, and... she's actually one of our brand ambassadors for the event that we're at right now. And we figured she would be good to bring on as a rookie, just somebody that could come give new, you know, experiences and things like that. So, you know, what made you get into this industry?
I mean, it's a great industry. I get to travel around. I get to meet wonderful, awesome, hardworking people. And I get to work on my own schedule.
Hmm. So was it like, how did you find it? Was it something you just found on Craigslist, or was it like, did you have a friend that was doing it, or like, what, how did you get into it?
So I guess I went to Burning Man a couple years ago, and when I came back, Burning Man.
Man, what's that?
It's a for festival that don't in know. The desert. It's not really sounds a festival hot. It is a community of 70,000 people who all go out to the deep desert and build something, build a community. And when I came back, I joined a Facebook group, and someone on that group posted, hey, we need a volunteer for this festival, who wants to come? And I joined, and from there, it just kind of spun out of control. I met more and more people made recommendations.
Mm-hmm. So you enjoy festivals, so festivals are your thing?
Sure.
Do you have like a favorite?
I mean, yeah.
Wait, time out. Okay, what's your favorite festival to work, and what's your favorite festival to just like go to? Or are there, or is it, do you have like one like that feels both?
I mean, Burning Man is definitely my favorite to just go to. I don't like working there, although working is definitely a part of the experience. My favorite festival that I've worked is Desert Hearts. That was a really cool event.
What makes that one so, yeah, where is that and what makes that so special?
It's on an Indian reservation in San Diego, and I think it was really that. But I was just volunteering, actually, at the time. I didn't get paid for that first gig. But it was there that I was like, hey, this is really cool. What do I have to do to get paid to do this?
Oh, that's dope. So do you like, so how long have you been over here again?
3 years.
3 years. So I was asking you this yesterday. Do you feel like you're more, I don't know if this is a word, like, do you feel like you're more like Londonized, or are you like Americanized now? Like, now that you've been over here and you've witnessed the culture, whether it's the food, the music, the language, the lingo, like, are you like fully Americanized? Are you still learning? Like, are you still like learning lingo and, you know, things like that?
I think I've done pretty well with becoming Americanized. I understand it, but I still feel like a London girl. So best of both worlds.
So that's cool. I guess like what's the most, I remember last night we saw something. We saw the big, we saw Shockwave. For those of y'all don't know, Shockwave is like this, like, tractor trailer that has, like, jet engines on it. And it's always at, like, the big air shows and, like, shoots down the runway and it, like, shoots out flames and smoke.
It holds a record for the big truck going 370 miles, 75 miles per hour.
And it's fast as heck. And when we saw it last night, she was like, "America," and I was like, "Yeah!" So is that like, so like, what's the, I guess like, what's the most American thing you've done since you've been here?
I mean, this air show was up there, you know, lots of Americans sitting around and watching planes, food trucks. It's right? Very American.
It's so horrible.
What else is American? I mean, just so much is different here.
Right.
I live in Orange County as well, which is...
So the weather is super different than...
Yeah, I mean, yes, the weather, but I wouldn't say that that is just the states.
How many other states have you been to?
Since I started working in this industry or since I've been here?
Just since you've been here. Have you got a good chance to see... Because I'm from Kansas, so I'm assuming you haven't been there.
I've been to Chicago, Vegas... San Francisco, Sacramento, San Diego, New York. Yeah, actually.
Come on down to Kansas.
You been to Texas yet?
I have not. I would love to. I've heard good things about Austin. Yeah, was it you?
South by Southwest. Wait. Yeah, so that's a big one with you being an up-and-coming brand ambassador. I recommend you check out South by Southwest. It's super long festival that's like a movies, music, and tech festival, but it's more so for the music. You want to go there for the music. Everybody's favorite artist has performed there at least one time. South by Southwest, check that one out. I believe Grant had a question for you.
Yeah, some pros and cons of the BA lifestyle so far.
So, I mean, I guess the biggest pro is getting to work on your own schedule, getting to travel, getting to meet amazing people. The cons, you got to travel. Sometimes you're driving 6 hours to get to a location. Sometimes your costs aren't covered. Sometimes you're not being provided with a hotel, so you're scrambling around trying to call your friends in different cities and trying to find a place to crash. In fact, I've been in situations where I felt stranded and I had a friend recommend a place for me to stay. So I stayed with a complete stranger and they ended up becoming a really good friend. So
it's like, you said, you know, let's talk about the cons here for a minute. You said sometimes your costs aren't covered, you're having to drive a lot, but obviously you still do that. So my question to you is that grind worth the reward on the back end? When I say the reward is, you know, getting to meet the cool people, getting into the cool music festivals for free, getting to, you know, have those opportunities where you're creating more networking opportunities for you, you know, as a newbie in this industry, is that worth it?
100%. I mean, I'm here, aren't I?
For sure. So like, what is, I guess, since you've been doing this, what is a crazy story that you have? Whether it's
I kind of told you it already.
The story about the stranger?
I did, yeah. I mean, I stayed with a complete stranger because I didn't have a place to stay.
How did that happen? Give us the full spiel.
Well, I was booked onto a job for a festival. It was Outside Lands in San Francisco, and it was a month ago. It wasn't even that long ago. And I took the job thinking, oh, it's a festival, I can camp out like I normally can. And a couple days before, I figured out, hey, actually, this is not a camping situation, you need to book a hotel. And hotels in San Francisco being $200-$300 a night, especially fully booked for that weekend, I decided to just, I'll drive down there and I'll figure it out when I get to San Francisco. And I decided to wing it. So
you stayed with a stranger.
I did stay with a stranger, yeah.
And
it was awesome.
And for what you were telling me yesterday, you're doing that here, kind of, sort of, right?
Kind of. Again, it's another friend recommended by that same friend. So I've just gotten super lucky and had good experiences.
That's cool. I mean, I think that's something that you picked up pretty quick. A lot of brand ambassadors do that now. They always like, they say, well, I'm trying to get booked in this city. It's a 3-week gig, but I don't have anywhere to stay. But you know what? I'm just going to go down there. I've actually had some friends of mine that are brand ambassadors that have, you know, travel to a city and it's just like, you know, they tell me like, hey, I'm here, you know, and I didn't, I slept in my car last night, but I met, you know, and people like, oh, I met this cool person that's working in my event and they got an extra room in their Airbnb. And so many friendships are developed. So like, have you developed a lot of, I guess, since you've been in this industry and been doing promos and things like that, do you feel like you've made a lot of genuine friendships and bonds and things like that?
Absolutely. I've definitely met some people that I'm going to keep around for a while.
So like, do you plan on, like you're in Cali right now, but do you plan on, I guess like, do you have any plans on traveling like across the country for your next big gig? Or are you going to try to stay local?
At the moment, I'm going to try and stay local, but, you know, you take it on a gig-by-gig basis. If something cool enough comes up, then why not?
So, Tracy has a very important question.
So, in that case, and if you were, boom, say, I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida, and I'm like, hey, I have this opportunity, it's 7 days, we'll put you up, blah, blah, and I say, why should I hire you? What will you tell me?
We're putting you on the spot.
I mean, I'm a hard worker. I'm awesome. I get along with everyone. Sorry to toot my own horn. You made a face when I said I was awesome. But I am. You know, you try to be... the whole point of this job is being the kind of person that people want to be around. So if you go to a job, do a good job, and make sure that you're someone they want to invite back.
So being in this industry, you deal with a lot of different types of people. Not even people in this industry, but just people at the events you meet. You meet families... You meet, you know, air shows, which is where we are right now. You meet a lot of families, you know, people that have their kids with them, people, you know, families, things like that. Whereas you go to a music festival, and it's just like everybody's, you know, they're drinking or they're on something or they're completely sober and they're just high on life or whatever, and they're just having a good time. Are you easy with? Do you pretty much get along with all of those different types of demographics? Can you relate to all sorts of demographics across the board? Like, if I'm looking to hire you and I want to know that I can hire you for an air show and I can hire you for a music festival, I can hire you for a sporting event, can you relate to all those demographics?
I think so, and I think it's really important to be able to do that. But saying that, you know, if you know that you're not good with kids, then don't book yourself onto a gig where you have to be around kids.
Touché.
So, if I'm thinking about getting into the promotional industry and brand management, experiential marketing, but I'm not too sure. You know, I have doubts. I mean, I know I can do it, but I just don't know. You know, I'd rather have advice from somebody that just started doing it and has been doing it for a little while. Someone like yourself, what would you tell somebody like me? What advice would you give to someone that's just trying to break into this industry?
I would say that you can't. You know, you have to give it a shot. There's no way to know for sure until you give it a shot. So just do it. And if you don't like it, you can always step back. And if you do like it, it might change your life.
Cool. So piggybacking off that question, since you are new and we're seasoned in the promo world, what questions do you have for us?
I mean, I think I had a conversation with Lloyd about this yesterday. What do I have to do to be able to do what you guys do to go on tour?
Okay, so, and this is something I feel like the whole conversation we had last night could have been a podcast on its own. She was asking me, and one of the things she stated, one of the concerns that she had was just straight up, and it was very transparent. She said, as a woman, you know, I don't know what to do now, and I kept it real. What I said, as a woman, you're probably going to get overlooked. And I say that truthfully. Because a lot of, you know, she said she wants to, you know, go to the realm of, you know, touring and things like that on a more permanent basis. And I was like, that's fine and dandy. You can do it. I have no doubt in my mind. It is harder, in my personal opinion, for women to get picked. They just get overlooked because a lot of things that we do have a lot of setup, tear down. It's a lot of wear and tear on your body. And, you know, client wants to know that they have some people that can handle that. And one of the crazy things I said to her was, if you want to get in this industry and be able to get hired right off the bat, get your CDL license. Now, I was telling her that I was in a situation where I was talking to a group of women. It was like four or five women, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. And they were asking me from my perspective, you know, what are some of the things that they could do to get ahead? And I said, hey, there's a shortage. Back then there was a shortage and there's a shortage now of CDL drivers. So get your CDL. And I had one friend that took that advice. And the same day she called me and told me she got a CDL and she had like all of her, you know, test hours and driving hours accumulated, somebody had called me and was like, "Hey Lloyd, I'm looking for somebody that has a CDL for a tour. It's going to do US and Canada." And she's been working ever since. She's been getting booked for tours ever since. Now, you asked me that last night and you're asking me that again. So I'm speaking to you and all of the up and coming BAs out there. The best thing other than that, you know, that's kind of a, I'm not going to say it's a pipe dream, because I mean, if you want to do it, you can do it. With you being from London, you were telling me last night, like, "Oh, I'm not that good of a driver yet, but
it's shady in a regular car. You don't so, want to be driving,
you know, you
truck.
Might not want to get your CDL right now, but
trust
I was just
me,
saying,
it's shady in a regular car. It is shady.
The best advice I can give you is just be undeniable, you know, and whatever it is you do. Like, if you're at an event, make yourself noticeable. You know, you want to be the first one there. I'm not going to say the last one out, but, you know, be the first one there. Put your name out there, like you were telling me, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you were just saying that a lot of things that you've done, or that you mainly do things for one agency. And I was like, "Hey, put your name in the hat with a lot of these other agencies, staffing agencies and things like that, because you want to spread your name out in a positive way. You want people to know that, hey, I'm here, I'm available, I'm ready to travel." You just said on your own, you just said earlier, like, "Hey, I don't mind traveling, you know, even if the cost and the expenses aren't covered." That's stuff that a lot of agencies will look for. They want to know that you can get there and you'll be there beyond a shadow of a doubt. So put your name out there. That's one of the main things I can do. Put your name out there in a positive, because one thing that you want to do, whether you're working on an event, and like yesterday, you know, we had our clients show up at our event, and, you know, they may look at, and we've had events before where from the client side, they'll look at the BA and be like, "I want her for every event that we do from here on out." And I've seen it happen. And a lot of people that I know have landed huge opportunities from that, whether it's working at an agency, whether it's being on a tour. Not to toot his horn, but that's what happened to Tracy. He was working at an event and got noticed, and somebody at Octagon had walked up to him and was like, "Hey, I have a tour coming up. You want in?" And he's like, "Yeah." And that was just, he didn't say, you know, it was just from him building a rapport with that person throughout the whole time he was there. And it was just like, "Hey, I think you're good enough to work on this tour. Do you want in?" It's just that simple. So that's the advice that I have for you, is just be undeniable. Put yourself out there in a good position, and just, you know, always be ready. If you have any advice?
I'd say just bring it every day. One of the most annoying things is when, you know, all the time we get people, "How do we get your job? How do we get your job?" Then on the last day, they're up, you know, not doing their own job from the get-go.
Well,
it's
even
like,
the first day, don't even show up on time.
Yeah. So if you're serious about it, you know, bring it every day, because I know I did the BA work before, and I would bring it every time, and I knew some events it wasn't going to get me anywhere, but it didn't matter. If all it needs is one door opens, you're in, and it's a lot easier from there. So if you bring it every time, it just takes that one time that you don't bring it that someone notices, and you're like, "Oh, there goes your opportunity." So, I mean, yeah, just
be consistently reliable.
Be consistent and reliable. Show up, crush it every time. Be the best. Be noticeable. Be like Lloyd said. Be the one that has the most energy. Make it a challenge. Be competitive.
Yeah, any advice?
I mean, you have it already. Like, you work hard. You're on time most of the time.
I'm giving you shit.
But they really hit the nail on the head, man. It's just like when you're in any industry or anything, like, for sure you have to work hard, because one thing, most people, like, hard work never goes unnoticed. So if people seeing you work hard, you're on time, and you're dedicated to, like, "All right, I'm gonna be a brand ambassador. I'm gonna be the brand. I'm gonna be one hell of a PlayStation rep, or one hell of a Coca-Cola rep, or one hell of a whatever rep." Like, you have to be dedicated, and of course everything will fall into place like dominoes.
Now, one of the things I was telling you yesterday was that I, in my personal opinion, like I said just now, that it was tough. It's a lot tougher for women for whatever reason. But trust and believe, the women and females that I know that are running tours and are market managers and are, you know, account managers and account vice presidents and things like that, they're on top of their game. And they've been on top of their game since day one. Like, they've separated themselves from everybody else, men and women all together. I have a few mentors and a few men have been doing this long before I have. And I go to them for advice. I would hope to be able to link them with people like you that are up and comers in this game that want to get ahead, because you seem like you want to do this for a while. So my next question for you is, what do you hope to get out of this industry?
I mean, all the things, really. You want to make money, you want those life experiences, you want to meet great people, and just have a consistent stream of income where you don't hate what you do. I love this. This is something I can look forward to. I don't want a 9-to-5. I don't want to sit in an office and do something that makes me miserable. So this makes sense to me.
So you want to be a roadie?
I would love to be a roadie.
So in closing...
I'm the intern roadie.
For our people out there, for our various listeners from different staffing agencies and brand management agencies, professionally, where can we find you?
You can find me right now through Assist Marketing. But you can contact me through LinkedIn as well. And I will be joining new agencies soon.
LinkedIn. Okay, so what's your, like, can you spell your name on LinkedIn? That way people will know, like, okay. That way they won't have to come, which they can if y'all want to come through us and be like, hey, you know, what was her name? Where do we find her? What's her LinkedIn? Where can we find you? Things like that. That's totally okay. But what's your, I guess, if you have any social media handles or anything professionally where somebody can reach out to you. We're trying to get your followers up, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, if you wanted to find me on Instagram, it's Amsygram, AmsyGram. And on LinkedIn, you have to look for Amy Golosorki. It's a little bit difficult to spell, so we'll put a link below.
Yeah, we'll just like that. when we drop your episode, we'll plug you. You know, we'll tag you on Instagram. But that's all we got today for all my up and comers out there. Keep grinding. Amy, do you have anything else you want to say to everybody out there?
Mama, I love you.
I love you too, Mom. Can we all just say I love you to our moms? Come on.
Yeah, I love you, Mom. Thank you. We all love our moms. I think we all celebrate Mother's Day and things like that.
Proud of us all.
Is it Mom? We love you,
Mom.
M-U-M. M-U-M, Mom.
Mom.
It's London swag. All right, we out. See y'all next time, Roadies Podcast. Peace.